is supreme Shakti or power of Krishna. When there is no Kripa Shakti, Kripa Shakti means?
Mercy potency.
Like Vatsalya or anything. If it is not there, then so much opulence is there. But if these mercies are there, then any devotee will feel so much opulence in Krishna. And they will friendly serve Krishna, make happy and play with Krishna. So in Braj, opulence always very far away, especially when gopis will be there. No opulence. Opulence will be hidden way. So here, when Kripa Shakti came in Krishna, he became merciful. At once, Yoga Maya with opulence vanished from there. And Krishna was binded only by one bread rope of Yashoda. And he binded at once. Krishna became himself, he was in binding. Kripaya Sitsa Bandhane. Deshtva Parishnamam Krishna Kripaya Sitsa Bandhane. This mercy was so in Krishna that he became full of mercy and all opulence and everything Yogmaya went away. So, if you are trying like Yashoda and also offering himself, yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna, Gurudev, first to Gurudev and after that in the lotus feet of Krishna, then this rare bhakti may come and Krishna will be controlled. Otherwise not. So, we should try to be like this. Always chanting, remembering. There are in this world so many problems. From beginning of boyhood up to death. We should not be quietly absorbed in to remove the problems only. We should think that what is the root of all the problems. What is the root of all problems? We have forgotten Krishna. So if this is solved, then all problems will quickly solve. And if you are engaged always in hundred and thousand and lakhs lengths, but to remove only problems, more problems will come. So this is not process, very easy process to remind Krishna. Who has made all these problems? Who is the root cause? We ourselves. There is no anyone guilty for that. We should not make envy to anyone for these problems. You should note that we have then made all problems. Anyone other is not responsible for that. We are only problem. So don't try to hate anyone, to have any malice against them. And try to take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, always chanting, remember. And you will see that very quickly all problems will go. Otherwise, never it will go by any worldly arrangements or any management. It will never go. So, all are telling me that this is my problem. But I know that only that root of all the problems is one that we have forgotten, and we are not reminding, chanting, remembering and offering ourselves to Lord Father Krishna, like Draupadi, like Satyabhama, like Rukmini, like Kunti, like Gopis. So we should try to follow them.
and you should see that quickly all problems will go and Krishna will also be controlled. When Krishna is controlled and Yashoda binded, she thought that I have binded, but actually Krishna himself
came in bondage.
He took the binding.
He placed himself in bondage.
Himself he was. Accepted the binding. He accepted binding. So we should try like that. Never be hopeless. Never. Like Yashoda never became hopeless. You should not be hopeless. You should not doubt in the power of Gurudev, in the power of Krishna, in power of Srimati Radhika, in the power of bhakti. The silly persons making so much offenses in the lotus of bhakti, they may have so much doubts. You should be always be careful of that associations where their doubts are. All these shastras are calling very soundly that sandehatma vinashyati. So don't be hopeless. Doing only one day, two days, three days, four, 5 years, or even in hundreds and thousand lives, if your bhakti is coming, it is very soon. So you should not be hopeless. Always be hopeful that asa vanda samutkantha, that we will surely in this very
life
we will realize bhakti and we will take darshan of Krishna. Otherwise problems will come. Yashoda tightened Krishna very easily then. There are so much to explain, but I have no time because tomorrow we will go from here. So I want to...
In the afternoon there is a class tomorrow.
Want to speak something more. You can speak and then I will again. Yashoda binded Krishna with mortar and he went to again shouting.
Shorning.
But now she was so unhappy, always remembering, weeping Krishna. And so by heart she was weeping always. She could not churn, always absorbed in Krishna. In the meantime, when boys playing outside of the door waiting for Krishna, they saw that Yashoda has gone to churn and they peep like this and then they came laughing, joking, clapping and telling Krishna like this, what we can? And they are clapping. When they were laughing, Krishna began to laugh, but sign of tears, with black tears here and there was there. But Krishna now was playing with them, happy. They were laughing, he was also laughing. And they were cutting so many jokes. Then they told that Krishna, may we untie this rope? Krishna, yeah, why not? You should do. So first came Madhumangal, keeping all aside, that I will do. All very eager. Oh, I will do. But anyhow, Madhumangal, he kept all aside and he took the rope to untie. But he could not untie. Then Subal, Siddham all came
one after another.
but I think that the rope became more and more. They were tightening, but not untightening. Anyone could not untie. How can it be untied? Thus you cannot untie the rope of Vatsalya. Sakya cannot do. Only Vatsalya, Vatsalya can untie. Nandrava can untie. Or Yashoda herself. Anyone cannot. Or if Srimati Radhika will come and he will look after that rope and it will be he will have not to do anything. Only, see rope and art one. So they could not untie. Then they proposed that we should go out of home and we should play there. Krishna thought, he remembered something, that so many long time before, Narada was going to Kailash, and at that time, Narada saw that the son of Kuber, what name? Nalkumar and Manikriber. We playing with the naked girls in a pond. They have drunk so much. They have drunk. And he, Jamalajul, and both were like trees. No shame, nothing. And Narada at once came. The path was nearby. He was passing through. The two persons becoming so nirlajya, shameless, they wanted to play more and enjoy more, but all the girls became shy and they came out of water and took their cloths and folded their hands. They began to pray Narada Rishi from far away. But the two persons, mad in intoxication, then never cared for Narada, and they were chastising all the girls to come at once. Why they are fearing from this old person and saintly person? He is like an wood, dry wood. So he was, they both were abusing the girls. Narada saw that, he is my friend's son, and also my friend Shankar, and his associate is Kuber. I am very good friend with Kuber, but this sons, being the son of very good bhakta like Kuber, and so rich, but they have become so
degraded,
I should be merciful to him, then. He told that, I should make you very good devotee, but not like this. I should operate to you, and I will take very forcibly your bad things. So I must operate. There are four things which are opposite for bhakti, and anyone cannot come if they are all engaged in four things. What are that? Dutam, Panam, Istriyam, Shuna, Jatra, Chaturvida, these. And also a gold. Janma Sarja Suta Siddhi Edamana Manapuna. What are that? Janma, to be in a very aristocratic family, to be very learned, to be very beautiful, whether male or female, and too much wealthy. If animals are beautiful, they cannot have belief in Krishna. They will want to control whole world and lusty people, and they will gather all these things. They cannot go towards Krishna. Those who are so much learned persons, and master of all. All are giving praise to me. Why should I believe in
God
who is unreal? I cannot believe. Those who are
wealthy.
I have told.
Wealthy.
And wealthy. If anyone is wealthy, very, very blackish, very ugly. Teeth are like this. But yet he can collect so much beautiful ladies by help of wealth. He can make servants all learned persons by wealth. We see in India, so much wealthy Agrawal, that's a Marwari, not learned, only businessman, and they keep so many beautiful ladies, their writers and
secretary.
And so many learned persons, but of rusticated family, they make them servant and pay something, though they are ugly. So, where is wealth, all force are there. So, if these four are there, or any of them is there, then it is very hard to come in bhakti line. They have four, these. Very rusticated family like
Kuber.
Very rich. His wife, who is the most richest person in the whole world forever. And he is so learned. They are all also learned. But drinking, doing merry and all these things, forgetting Krishna. So I will take this human shape and I will make them free. And then they will always be standing in some hot, so much severe cold. Some will cut their hands and no water giving, and thus they will realize. So he cursed them that you should be free. Then they began to weep. Oh, we are son of your friend, Kuwait. Be merciful to us. We are now going to be tree, and we are realizing that we are becoming tree, like tree. Sansa is going on. So be merciful. Then Narada told that don't fear. I will send you to Braja. There will be tree and new future. Krishna will come and he will be merciful and he will touch you and you will be again liberated. And you will be then associates of Krishna. So Krishna remembered that my devotee Narada has promised this. I will have to fulfill. That is why he was in a tendency that I should be merciful to them and have to touch so that they should be liberated. And they should be my associates. So fulfill the desire of Narada. Krishna took in that mortar behind him, and all boys were
pushing.
At last they came at the door. Just in front of the door there were two trees. Who were there? Mallin. Both. Son of Nalkubar and Manigri. For thousand years passed, they were so much now realizing that we have done so much bad things that Narada has given a course like this. Krishna came. See, the tree was standing like this. There was a very narrow pass, Krishna pass. But Grindel was, Mortar was in this side and Krishna was in that side. Krishna did not touch trees. Only the rope was threatened with, connected with mortar. And mortar was touched by tree. So Krishna mercy, power came through rope to Grindel and from Grindel to mortar to both trees and trees at once uprooted and fell down. They did not come like this. So Krishna was saved. All the boys who were following Krishna were saved. And it was very dangerous sound.
Tremendous
sound. All breath became to shake. Nanda Baba heard from Brahmanda Ghat, who was taking bath. Yashoda was joining but not with mind and heart. She also heard. All the Brajavasi heard. All gathered there, at once running towards Krishna. When Nanda Baba came, Krishna saw from a very big distance that my Baba is coming. Up till now he was clapping, he was so happy, he was laughing with boys, but now when he saw his father, at once he remembered that Yashoda was frightened and he was trying to beat me. So he began to weep again. Again the river which was dried, again a current came, a flow came. And he was doing like this. Nand Baba came. What is the matter? Who has blinded you? Krishna was weeping. Nand Baba took Krishna in his lap and very easily untied the rope. And he gave from his pocket a laddu to Krishna. Krishna took, but he could not take because he was
sobbing.
So here Nanda Baba told that tell in my ear who has done, who has frightened you. Krishna is looking here and there whether his mother is near or not. He should not listen. He saw that mother is so far away and he has become like a statue. No life, nothing, not breathing even. If the trees has fallen on him, what happened? I cannot. So he was not even in life. He has become like a dry wood, a statue. At that time, Nanda Baba told, "Who has bended you?" Krishna told, in breathing very long, that Maya has threatened me. Oh, mother, he became at once something with grave. Mother, he so cruel-hearted. She was never like this. Oh, I will punish her. I will punish her like this. Then Krishna catch hold his hand. Oh, who untied your rope? You. Who has given laddu to you? You. And who untied your rope? You. Who has banded you? Then Krishna, weeping, mother, you should not go to mother. Always be with me. Yes? Yes. Then he took Krishna and Baldev both in his shoulders and went to Brahmanda Ghat. He took bath. It became
afternoon
and very nearer to
sunset.
Krishna went to his house, but today nothing was cooked. Yashoda was like a statue, she has no sense. And Rani Maya was also gone to anywhere and now he has returned and she saw and she was she wanted to pacify Yashoda and Nanda Baba also, and to everything, what? Regularize all these things. So there was no cooking, no preparation, nothing. So Nanda Baba came, and he took Krishna and Baldev to cows, and he milked cows in the mouth of Krishna. And happily that stomach was fulfilled. And he gave misri means sugar candy in their mouth. Now they are satisfied. He took nothing. In the evening, he was sitting there with Krishna and Baldev. Rohini Maya and the wife of Upananda and all the older and senior ladies like mothers were there. They came to Nanda Baba and Krishna, taking Baldev with them, and they told Baldev that pull on Krishna and take it with us, and we will give Krishna in the lap of Yashoda. Otherwise Yashoda, in a moment he will die. So Baldev wanted to pull Krishna, and he went and he caught hold of Krishna, but Krishna was so much now strong that he did something, and Baldev Prabhu pushed away. Then Baldev said, oh, he is so much stronger than me. Then again Upananda wife and Rohini Maya came to Krishna and told, we want that you should come with us and come to Yashoda Maya. He told, I will not go. Where you will be? In the lap of my father. Who will give you something to eat? My father will give. With whom you will sleep? I will sleep with my father. Or to whom you will play? With Baldev. Dau bhaiya, will you not go? Never. Then Rohini Maya told, if Yashoda Maya dies, then fast. And Krishna, when saw that if my mother will die, then he became weep again, mother, mother, and did hands like this. Mother, 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 mother. Nandava began to weep. All the mothers began to weep. Baldev also began to weep. And he went easily in the lap of Rohini Maya. And Rohini Maya weeping took Krishna, where Yashoda Maya now was like a lifeless, like wood. And she gave in the lap of Yashoda Maya. Now Yashoda Maya, having Krishna in her lap, he began to weep so loudly, like cows for their calves. After some time, some subsided. Then Rohini Maya at once prepared everything, not everything, but in a very short thing, brief something. And then Nanda Baba was called. Nanda Baba came, he took Krishna and Baldev in his lap, and he began to give first in Baldev Prabhu's mouth. Krishna was in his left and Baldev Prabhu was in right, taking them, and from right hand something taking to Baldev, something to Krishna, and some after when they were satisfied, he took something and he kept knowingly some remnant. For whom? Yashoda. Yashoda was weeping bitterly. Now, when she was not taking, all were requesting Yashoda to take some remnant, but she was not taking. Then Nanda Baba told to Krishna and Baldev, go at once and pull up your mother and bring him here. Then Krishna went there and Baldev also. And weeping mother Yashoda, they were dragging, pulling
Yashoda Maya by her hell, well, and quickly she had to come. And then she again gets something in the mouth of Krishna and Baldev. Then Nanda Baba went outside, and then Yashoda, taking some remnant after satisfying Krishna and Baldev. So this Vatsala Ras was renewed by in this way. So Krishna sometimes makes problems to renew their love and affection. This is pastimes of Krishna. If anyone remembers these pastimes, Krishna will come with his whole power, with all power in the devotee's heart, and quickly he will remove all the anarts, and prema bhakti will come easily. And we should learn something from Yashoda, that only practice, you only do, not do. The mercy should be there. Mercy of Krishna or mercy of devotees. This mercy is also two kinds. So mercy of Krishna and mercy of devotees. This is the mercy. Oh, Krishna will tell that you have prema bhakti. Or he will make you